Welcome to the Arts Page. One of the biggest events in the local gospel community, the Best Dressed Fun in the Sun Gospel Festival, is coming up in a matter of weeks. The festival, now in its 12th staging, is being held Saturday, July 12, at the Portmore Mall Park in St. Catherine. The day-long festival, which kicks off promptly at 10 a.m., will have activities for the entire family.
The features of the day includes a health village, a children's village, refreshment. We have counseling, we have extreme sports, which of course is motorbikes and stunt riders that will take place during the day. We have marching bands, and later on in the day we feature what we call a young ambassadors, which happens to be young promising gospel singers, ones that we think have the potential and a future, will be featured.
Tommy Cohen, Chief Executive Officer of Glory Music, the producers of Fun in the Sun. Over the years, Fun in the Sun has featured several internationally renowned artists, including Mary Mary, Kirk Franklin, and Israel Houghton. This year's event will be no different, as international gospel singer Hezekiah Walker and his choir will be making the trip to perform for patrons.
We will also have a segment where we recognize persons in ministry that has done, you know, years of service for the building of the kingdom of God. Then, of course, we will feature the likes of Jermaine Edwards, Kareen Gregory. We will have Bishop Everton Thomas, Gadi Gadi, Minister Carleen Davis, Kevin Downswell. The word will be preached by Andrew Palau, Papa San. So that is Fun in the Sun. This is all free and family friendly.
Be sure to come out to the Best Dressed Fun in the Sun Gospel Festival Saturday, July 12 at the Portmore Mall Park in St. Catherine. Kingston on the Edge is still on this weekend with events all over the corporate area. The 9-day festival, featuring the latest work by some of Kingston's leading painters, sculptors, dancers, dramatists, performing artists, poets, and musicians, will conclude this Sunday, June 29. Here's co-founder of the festival, Enola Williams, with a quick taste of one of the events on this weekend.
So on Sunday, we'll be doing a free guided tour of the railway station in downtown Kingston, just below Coronation Market, and that's free and open to the public. And if people are interested in finding out more about the festival and the entire program and schedule of events, they can visit our website at kingstonontheedge.org, and our entire schedule of events will be listed there. And they can also join our Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram.
Co-founder of the Kingston on the Edge Festival, Enola Williams. That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carleen Brown.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.